FM.
Are you guys noticing more people around you giving up drinking or talking about
it? No, you just got to surround yourself by the right people.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I'd say yes. Yeah, I am actually. A lot of people, it's weird. A lot of people in comedy are giving up drinking. And that is, trust me, 20 years ago, that was not the case.
I think it's our age a bit as well. I think, you know what I mean? Like people are like, sometimes I think that. Have I had enough of grog? And then I go,
and Friday night rolls around.
Well, I'm getting, that was my New Year's resolution. Yeah, how are you drinking going with at that? Home.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
It's having its moments. I'm better than I was last year.
Not just old people. Bella Hadid is only 25, and she has just co-founded a non-alcoholic beverage brand after she got sick of the side effects of alcohol and waking up. I don't like the anxiety. I must admit, I don't like waking up and going, oh, I think I said that to that person. and I don't remember their face responding in the way that they should have responded to what I just said.
Because you're not great socially, even
I'm
sober.
I'm a little socially awkward.
Yeah.
And with alcohol, I'm socially awkward and much friendlier. Yeah. But what I say, it's not good.
There's nothing worse when your hangover includes checking Twitter, Facebook, Instagram.
It's not good. But I think my phone is also trying to tell me because I've been starting to get targeted advertising on my Instagram about the first one that popped up with alcohol is bad for your skin. It makes you look older. And I'm like, I'm listening.
Yeah.
And then the next day it would be, it's really bad for your organs. And every day I was getting another targeted ad, which is great because I'm starting to look at the ads, like putting Instagram down because I don't want to know.
Yeah.
But then I thought, do you think they scan the content of your Instagram and notice the fact that in every photo I have a glass in my hand?
Oh,
how do they know?
Well, they would know that you do. Have you done stuff with beauty products as well on your Instagram?
So they would combine the two. That I'm shallow and thirsty.
Shallow and thirsty.
I mean, I rang and told them that.
Shallow and thirsty is written in your profile. It's a bit of a giveaway.
Wow. Anyway, on 131060, what targeted ads have you been getting? What about you?
Well, I'll give you my Instagram. I've just flicked out. This is the first ad I came to. It's called CrossNet Game. And I have seen this before. And it's like an outdoor volleyball game where instead of just one net, it's another net runs across the way. So there's four corners.
Oh, like handball.
So four people play this sort of.
How come you're getting active in the pool stuff and I'm getting don't drink, your face will fall off?
I genuinely have no idea.
What are you getting, Coz?
Well, I told you this and you said I can't say it on air.
Oh, okay.
Okay, we can understand.
Targeted medication for problems that might happen to men.
This is another one I got on my Facebook from a company called Cybex, right? And I don't know how the algorithm is clearly broken when it comes to me. They're skis for a pram.
What?
Yes, look at that.
That's so weird. Have so you if been you go Googling to the snow, the Alps or something?
You can put ski. I don't ski.
Ange from Kidman Park, what's been targeting you?
Well, we have two Sphinx cats, and they're very lazy and they're sort of chubby. And I said to the wife, how about we get them an exercise wheel? And I thought, okay, so I'll Google it. Ever since the weekend, I've had 20 pages come up on my Facebook page, all like sponsored ones. Hey, we can sell you a exercise Sphinx wheel.
Oh,
and it's like, it's amazing how you Google something, all of a sudden, it's all over your social media.
Mate, tell us what an exercise wheel is for your cat. Is it like a mouse in a cage on a wheel type thing?
Correct. So, but the Sphinx ones are like all open. So it's probably about 4 foot high. And what they do is they sort of dangle a little mouse on the top and they keep chasing and all it goes round and round and round.
Yeah,
maybe me and you need one, Cozzy. What do you reckon?
My wife actually bought me one, Ange, and she just hung a bit of Hague's chocolate in it. I lost 15 kilos.
Yeah, very nice. Did you get the chocolate?
I ended up eating the cage.
Get that funny feeling in the morning.
Bet Cozzy and Limo for breakfast.
When it comes to cooking dinner, I'm not the most imaginative or motivated person in the world. I have to admit that.
How often would you cook out of a week? You know, you're at home.
Oh, our schedule's all over the place at the moment. Look, at best twice.
Yeah, righto.
Maybe once, sometimes no times at all. Mm. It depends, for me, who's there. Mm. Do you ever cook at home?
Mate, I don't even know how to order Uber Eats.
Right. No. Beg, how many
it's
nights
not,
a week?
Nothing to be proud
How many
of.
Nights a week would you cook?
2 ice or 3 on a good...
Did you say 2 ice?
2 ice. 2 ice a week, probably. 2 to 3 times a week.
2 or 3 times a week. So if Kel's home and I'm cooking, because I can't be bothered cooking two separate meals,
oh,
I'll cook a vegetarian meal. And I'll have that because Kel's vegetarian. If Kel isn't there and Laddie isn't there, it's just me, then my preparation involves going to the front door, collecting the Uber Eats bag and carrying it down into the other end of the house. If it's just me and Laddie, again, I can't be bothered cooking two meals. So I end up eating whatever he eats.
Right. So chicken nuggets.
And because I want to eat with him as well, because he often eats at a coffee table in the lounge room in his tiny little 5-year-old chair and he sits there and watches television. So I'll cook him dinner. And the reason I bring this up is my wife got home and saw us doing this and thought it was kind of funny. So I get another little tiny chair and I sit at the coffee table with him. So the other night when Kel got home, there was me and Laddie at the coffee table watching this on the television. Right. And we had, you're right, Beck, we had chicken nuggets, right, potato gems.
Oh, my God.
Broccoli and corn. And we were sitting there with the exact same meal in front of us.
That's all watching, you need, mate.
Watching Paw Patrol.
I'm just happy you're using your stable table.
Did you have those plates that have the separated sections?
Oh, yeah.
So you got the broccoli in one and the little corn in the other.
No, we had a plate. Laddie does have that, but no, we had the plate. And it was because I'm with a 5-year-old. This is at 5 p.m. as well.
Oh, my God.
So oh, yeah.
I'm sitting there having dinner
with
at 5
p.m. with your knees touching under the table.
My knees tucked under this tiny table. I'm sitting there with my little knife and fork. We're sharing a little bowl of tomato sauce.
What did you sort of half finish the meal and turn to him and say, do you want to do some drawing after?
Some finger painting. Now, he got a bit of broccoli and told me to pretend I was a dinosaur and it was a tree. Come on, chew on this, Dad.
Get that Adelaide feeling.
With Bet, Cozzy and Limo for breakfast.
I reckon there's nothing worse than when you're asleep, you're fast asleep at nighttime, sort of like the middle of the night, you're in that deep sleep, you're having the time of your life, and then your dog starts barking. And it wakes you up and it freaks you out.
Yes, and you wonder about why is the dog barking? Exactly. That's the big question.
100%. Beck, does your dog bark at night?
Not very often, but the last time he did, it's because the cops are on the veranda.
Again.
Dropping me home.
The cops know the dog's name now. So
Beck, that was a police dog you could hear. What about you, Limo? What's your dog called? Bunny.
Bunny, she goes mad when someone comes to the front door.
And during night time?
During the night. So if anyone even walks past too close to our front door or comes near the front of the house, she goes nuts.
Goes ballistic.
Which I like. It's kind of nice little protection.
Yeah, well, our dog sleeps, our Cavoodle Tiffany sleeps at the floor at the end of the bed. And she does it at nighttime, possum out the back. You know, if there's a cat out the front, if there's a person just out on the street, if a car pulls up in front of our house, goes ballistic, wakes you up, freaks you out. So, of course, that's not what you want, like, because, you know, it wakes you up and it's horrible. Mm-hmm. The flip side is you do want to know if baddies are coming.
Yes.
So,
yes.
You know what I mean? So I do always kind of think, okay, it's good that you're doing this because you can hear better than I can. Yeah. And if there's someone coming that's undesirable, then your barking will alert me and I'll grab the machete I've got under my bed and sort whatever's going on out.
Okay. I thought you were turning this into a kid's book for a second when you used the term baddies.
I also have a baseball bat, which I always wonder, whenever I'm pressed, what am I going to choose? Suddenly it's like, okay, what does this everyone's got something under their bed.
I think police say you shouldn't do that because they could turn it on you.
Yeah,
we've got about 75 cushions in our bedroom, so it'll be a fairly soft landing for the criminal at our house.
Yeah, I was thinking about my dog though, and it's really annoying me how she's barking at nothing, and I was thinking, would it kill the dog to do this? Like, possibly, instead of from the end of the bed, just going absolutely ballistic, if that's what you want to do as a dog, would it hurt you to get up quietly? You've heard something. Understand that. Your ears are good. Quietly walk to the front of the house and have a look. Have a sticky beak.
Sure.
Don't bark yet. Have a look. Just assess for yourself. Go to the front. Is it a possum? Shut your mouth. Is it just someone parking their car that lives on the street?
Yeah.
shut your mouth, walk quietly back to your bed and hop back into bed, sure. Shut your little furry eyes and go to sleep.
Right.
Walk to the front of the house. If it's a baddie.
Yeah.
Go ballistic. Go ballistic and daddy will get the machete.
I think the biggest problem here, Coz, is that you refer to potential housebreakers as baddies.
Get that funny feeling in the morning.
Bet Cozzy and Limo for breakfast.
What turned you off someone? And we asked the question because Travis Boak revealed that he can't drive a manual. And you actually witnessed him try, Coz, and he did a very bad job.
I couldn't believe it. He said he's driven a manual twice in his life.
Mm. And our producer Mel here, who previously, massive Travis Boak fan.
She checked out.
She said that is a massive turn off that a dude can't drive a manual.
Yeah.
I once met a woman who is turned off by slippers.
Yeah.
She broke up with a guy because he was wearing slippers.
Also, I've just received a text from my 18-year-old. It's not called a turn off anymore. It's called an ick. That gives me the ick. For me, it's if someone texts me and uses the wrong your.
Oh, I do that to you deliberately just to annoy you.
I am like, luckily I'm not dating because if anybody, like James will sometimes get the wrong your and I'm like, what am I doing? what happened there with my life?
A few suggestions on the Facebook as well. Elvie says, oh, bad body odor. Oh, yes.
Yeah,
on a first date, not ideal.
Amanda says smoking. Jade says red trainers.
Red trainers.
Interesting.
Oh, someone else said a Velcro wallet.
Oh, yeah, I get it. That was Amber. Said Velcro wallet.
Seinfeld, for example, when he was dating, classic, he would find the tiniest things wrong with a woman as an excuse to break up with her.
She had man hands.
Man hands?
The hands of a man. It's like a creature out of Greek mythology. I mean, she was like part woman, part horrible beast.
I think we need canned laughter in this show.
I've got it.
Have you?
Yeah. No, let's find it.
Can you just get it ready and use it during this break?
Yeah, very funny, Coz. Michelle in Ogapringa Hills, what turns you off?
Love your show, by the way, and Happy New Year.
Thank you, Michelle.
I'd like to say white socks and sandals.
Oh, who's wearing that in 2022?
Oh, you'd be surprised. I have seen people.
Who are you dating? Moses?
No.
Ken Lafter! Sorry.
Jeez.
Sorry.
I don't know that. Did Moses have the socks going on?
No, yeah. But, you know, who cares?
Just needed the laugh. All right. Sounds like we need some commandments in this studio.
Enough.
Leah in Mount Gambier, what's your turn off?
Dirty fingernails.
Oh, dear.
I'm hearing
those hands aren't going anywhere near you. Kirsty in Oakden, we're talking turn offs this morning. What's yours?
Hey, first off, that turn on because I was a firefighter and he had really good muscles. The turn off was he was that dumb that when I broke up with him, he actually said he had to go away and think about it.
Oh, hang on.
When you broke up with him, he had to go away and think about it.
Yes, he had to go away and think about it.
I don't think he understood how the system worked.
No.
Sometimes you just don't have to talk, Kirsty.
Yeah, talking about turn-offs in relationships, Georgia in Semaphore Park, what turned you off?
When guys can't spell a full sentence.
Oh, Georgia, we are sisters in this. Absolute deal breaker if you can't spell.
And, oh, it's horrible.
And, Georgia, apostrophes in the wrong spot, incorrect usage of your, whose, etc.
Yes, 100%.
Yeah.
Biggest turn off.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, okay. No, education's important, people.
Get that Adelaide feeling.
With Bet, Cozzy and Limo for breakfast.
Cozzy Lima, when you go for a walk and you pass someone in close proximity, do you greet them? Do you say hello?
Oh, if it's so this is someone you don't...
A
stranger. You know what? It actually depends how far I am from home.
Yeah, okay.
So if I'm near my house, I feel like I'm in the community and I'm in my local area. Yeah. So I tend to always say hello to people. The further I am from home, the less likely I am to say hello.
Down Rundle Mall, you're not doing it.
Well, that's right. Hello.
I mean, you are, Coz, because you're a big deal.
Last night I went for a walk with the kids, believe it or not, and we probably come across maybe, you know, six or eight people. Mm. Every single person. G'day, mate. How are you?
Yeah.
Hey, buddy.
When I do my beach walk in the mornings, I do, because I feel like a beach is kind of, and you're, if you're close to someone as well, it sort of seems rude just to not look at them. But I conducted a little experiment the other day, and I want to share with you my findings.
How many hellos you got back?
Well,
Dr. Rebecca, welcome in.
I changed my greetings. So I started with hello, and the person said hello.
Yeah.
And then I went morning. Person said morning.
Oh,
they were mirroring back what I said.
I've told you this.
Wow. You didn't direct them what to say. Did you go with hey, gan?
No, g'day. Yeah. I reckon I did howdy. But mind you, howdy's gone out of fashion. Howdy is, used to be big.
Are you a cowboy? What's with howdy?
Howdy's a real Adelaide thing.
Howdy?
Howdy. Yeah, when I was at high school, everyone used to say howdy.
Mm-hmm. People will mirror what you say. And the other one.
Did you tell me that?
I told you this. In fact, I showed you this when we were driving somewhere once.
Oh, no.
I thought this was me.
Hang on. So you're stealing his experiment.
Well,
no, hang on. No, you're just conducting further research.
No, it's okay. You can have the experiment. Because I was telling you, and I've told a multiple amount of people this.
Oh, okay.
You weren't the first person I told.
Right.
But when you're driving your car, especially out in the regions of South Australia, people will mimic the way you wave. So if you wave. You drive past someone, you wave with one finger, they'll wave one finger back. Try it. So much fun. We do it with the kids. Wave with a full hand, and they'll wave with a full hand back. Or give it a little bit of a whatever, and they'll do the same wave as you.
Have you tried, what if arm out the window, massive wave? Will they?
Mate, I've actually got out and sat on the bonnet and waved. And it's amazing.
And they return it?
Well, I hit a B double. But
but then I realised a bit of a flaw in my research. Then I stopped saying hello to the next couple of people.
Oh.
And then I realised that I was the only fool on the police record on the beach saying hi to people.
Did you stop saying hello to people when you left the Henley Beach postcode? As soon as you get into like Grange, you stop talking to people?
No. And then I thought, well, maybe I'm the weirdo who's like saying hi to people and getting up in their grill.
Isn't it lovely to say hi to people? And I think in this pandemic, the best way we can fight through it as a state is to just be nice to each other and say hello.
The other circumstance, so I'll say hello from near home.
Yeah.
That's one. Also, if there's no one else around, if it's just me and that other person, because then I think it's weird. Mm. Do you say hello when someone gets in the lift?
100%.
With you. Yeah, you do?
Yeah.
Yes, I do. Sometimes.
My lift theory is that, let's say the three of us got in a lift together.
Yeah.
We are the dominant lift players. And if somebody else... there's just three of us. Yeah, right. And if a single person gets in on the way down on the lift, I feel very bad for that person because they've just walked in. There's three people that will know each other.
Oh, yeah.
So I always acknowledge that person because I want them to feel part of the group.
Hello, friend.
Will you talk to me?
Tomorrow, Beck's going to tell us about a lift experiment saying hello.
Get that funny feeling in the morning.
Beck, Cozzy and Limo for breakfast.
Do you guys ever have an afternoon sleep?
Yes.
I did yesterday. I try and avoid it, though, because I wake up very confused.
You do, don't you? Like,
well,
where am I?
You've never been there.
What am I? Well, no, I never, ever, ever have an afternoon sleep. And people, when they say, oh, how's breakfast radio and that, and they say, what time do you go to bed in the afternoon? I say, oh, never, like never, ever, maybe once a year or something like that I might. Well, on Friday, I did have a bit of an afternoon sleep. I've been working on this show that's on Thursday night on Channel 7, and it has meant, because of the deadline of this TV show, it's meant insane hours. So I've been working through to 1:30 in the morning or whatever. By Friday, I was buggered. So I thought, about midday, I thought, right, I'm going to go for an hour and lay down. No kids at home. Sam had the kids out. So I was like, oh, beauty, home alone. So jumped into bed in my jocks and my eyes shut, and I was asleep within minutes. Next thing, dog barks, doorbell rings. I'm like, I'd only just gone to sleep. Oh, and then I thought, just stuff it. Do I even just not get the door?
Oh.
I would not get the door if I was in my jocks.
Yeah. If I was in bed asleep, no, I'd just leave it.
Yeah, well, I wasn't going to. And then I thought, oh, it's probably a delivery that then you have to go to the post office and get.
Well, that's annoying.
Oh, that annoys me. Right. So I get up, stay at the front door, open it, and it's
hang
like.
Hang on. Jocks? So boxes?
No, just
jocks.
Can you park your fantasies at the door and let me tell a story? Okay, Cozzy, I want to know exactly what you're wearing.
It was getting weird.
Need to know how much of the package guy could see in your package.
Yeah, here we go. You're not at the Christmas show now.
You can draw a picture for Beck later.
Look, I mean, if you have to know, they're just my Bonds jocks.
Sure.
Which have the days of the week on them, which is so dumb because I always wear, like right now I'm wearing Thursdays. flips me out.
Okay. So you know which day to wear your jocks.
Yeah, I don't know why. Sam bought them for me. Anywho, Posty's there. He's got a delivery. Sam's bought a dress. That's good. So I'll be woken up to that. I go back to sleep. Ding dong again.
Oh, my God.
And it's another post delivery driver, and he's got some box or something that my wife's ordered, like, which is a snapshot of me being home during the day. How much stuff is she buying? So I answered that. So this is two times in 20 minutes.
Yep.
Went back to sleep. Slept for about 20 minutes, and again, I hear a knock at the door. Oh, I'm like, oh, that's refreshing. So I go out the front. This time, it's a guy who wants to do something around the back of the house. He's like fixing that garden. And the front gate's locked, so I have to open the door, and he goes, can you let me in, mate? I can't get around the side of your house. I'm like, well, I can, but I'm in my jocks. out I go.
In
my jocks. Yeah, come on in, mate. Yeah, round the side of the house. And I just thought, like, what's the point? Three times I was awoken.
Yeah. It was like, awoken. Sorry, but you're wearing your jocks. Did you get, what would have been better if you got locked out of the house when you let the other guy around?
Well, for Beck, who was there like a peeping Tom. No, honestly, I've never been so woke.
Okay.
Get that Adelaide feeling.
With Beck, Cozzy and Limo for breakfast.
We all love a good chip, Cozzy. I know you're a connoisseur of a hot chip.
Oh, bag of hot chips, thank you.
Mm. Well, and Rebecca Morse, what about you?
Oh, I live by the beach, darling. It's my staple diet.
We love them. Well, Port Noarlunga Fish and Chips pride themselves on their quality chips, but they closed the door because they couldn't guarantee their customers quality chips, and they took it so seriously that when we rang them, we got this message.
Thanks for calling Port Noarlunga Fish and Chips. It's with great regret that we are closing early tonight and tomorrow being Sunday due to ongoing issues with our potatoes. We are not happy with the quality that's been given out, and rather than ruining our reputation, we want to keep our customers happy by giving them good food. We will be closed until Tuesday morning when our next delivery is received. Sorry for the inconvenience.
Oh, this is a business that cares about its product and cares about its customers. And let's have a chat with the man who owns the entire operation, Costa Papagiorgakis. Good morning.
Good morning, team. How are we today?
The great man, Costa. What happened, mate? Tell us.
The quality wasn't up to standard. So as you hear, 30 years in the business, we have a reputation. And I believe better to close the door than give out something that's an inferior product, basically.
What was the issue with the potatoes that you were getting, the ones you weren't happy with?
What happens with the potato, it remained raw on the inside and red on the outside and then won't go crispy, basically. And what causes that is basically harvesting a little bit early. Ooh, now, a lot of people got a theory out there that there's a potato shortage, but don't fear that there is a potato shortage. So what we use in the industry for fresh cut chips and frozen chips is a different market to what you buy for home from the fruit and veg shop or the supermarket.
You really know your spuds. Hey, do you peel the spuds before you make the chips? Because who's got that job? That's a lot of peeling.
Mm.
It's a very big special machine. It's my friend. same with cutting the chips. Oh. I have a very special machine.
Costa, I love it when you talk dirty.
His name is Jimmy. Everyone thinks he's retired, but he's out the back cutting potatoes.
Who's Jimmy? Is that your...
Jimmy's my father-in-law, the original owner.
Wow, you still got him out the back doing all the crap
every
jobs.
Day, he's still out the back. Right. Everyone thinks, oh, what's happened to Jimmy? Jimmy's still there. Don't you worry.
Free Jimmy!
we'll start a social media campaign. Hashtag free Jimmy. Hey, we've got a new theme song for your business too, by the way.
There's not potatoes, not potatoes.
Number one in the hottest 100. Are the chips back? Can you get them today at Port Noarlunga?
They're back. You can get them today. We're opening up just after 11.
Well, you need a taste tester, though, Costa. Like, what if they're not quality? Like, you probably just have to send a bunch to Franklin Street just so we can be sure that they're good to go.
You want them personally delivered to you.
Hey, I tell you what, we'll come out your way, Costa. I think we might need to rescue Jimmy from your back room there.
I think so.
Keep serving up those quality chips, Costa. You are a Port Noarlunga legend. That's Port Noarlunga Fish and Chips, and enjoy some quality spud.
Get that funny feeling in the morning.
Bet Cozzy and Limo for breakfast.
It's TV Tuesday.
Oh, what?
Yep, you heard it.
Yeah, it's a new competition. Pretty simple, really, as the name suggests. Bleebs plays a TV theme tune and we have to pick it. Cozzy's winning so far. It's the second time we played.
Did I actually win the whole thing? Oh, I won the
you
whole
did,
thing.
You did.
What, there was one ride in your wheelhouse. Yeah, what was it?
Blue Heelers.
An hour. Blue Heelers, an hour. All right, here we go. It's from all decades, 70s through to now.
Okay.
Buzz in with your name. Here is your first TV tune.
That's very short. I'll
play it again.
Doesn't go
I
for
feel
long.
Like it's got a Star Trek-y kind of spacey sort of feel
version?
About it.
Well, and let me just see.
Is it a cop show? No, now I think cop show.
70s.
MASH. 70s.
Hawaii 50.
Female.
Charlie's Angels.
No.
Shearer.
No.
Why are you looking at me? Because it's female. I must automatically know about it.
Come on.
Or he's trying to help you.
Okay, so it's a female lead. Laverne and Shirley.
It's Wonder Woman.
Well, that's why you're looking at me, because I'm a Wonder Woman. God. I get the reference now. I just missed the hint.
No one gets that one.
Okay, right. Wow. Okay.
Let's move on. Here is your next one. Not going so well so far, guys.
Oh, come on!
What TV show is this?
Oh, I know this. I've got some...
Friends!
No, it's
Is it a comedy? It's like Frasier or something like that, isn't it? It's not Frasier.
Male, female, not a couple.
Not Simpsons. Mad About You.
Best Friends, no.
Best Friend, Full House.
One's gay.
Oh my God.
It's Will and Grace.
I knew it.
We're really bad at Grace.
I've never watched an episode of Will and Grace in my life.
I have, and I knew it. I
tell you what, this is the whoever gets this wins.
Okay. People are yelling in their cars right now.
So good.
Going, how hopeless
Okay, quiet, so please.
Terrible.
Here we go.
Terrible today. All right, Grab's really short. I'll try and make them longer next time. Here we go.
Oh. Yeah, that's American TV American Wars.
No,
TV American Wars. American TV Morning Wars.
I get a free guess.
Wars, the morning show. Morning
show. Yes.
Yeah.
Wow, we're really bad at this game.
Okay.
That was really just 2.5 minutes of us yelling at each other.
It's a good tune too.
Oh, yeah, and all the balls drop down in the opening sequence.
It's Morning. It was a great TV show.
Yeah, Jennifer Aniston, Reese Witherspoon.
Great TV. Steve Carell.
Yeah.
Great show.
Yeah, that was terrible, girl.
Oh, so who won that?
Well, you did.
Hey! Yeah.
Really?
Okay.
I feel there was no winners in that. Beck, Cozzy and Limo. SAFM.